For some perspective on today's story about the National Security Agency and some background on what the NSA does, we turn to James Bamford. He's the author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
First, what is the NSA and its role in gathering intelligence?
Well, the NSA is actually the largest and most secret intelligence agency in the entire world. It's certainly the country's biggest and most secret intelligence agency. And it specializes in pretty much one thing, and that's eavesdropping on communications around the world, whether it's email, cell phones, regular telephones, any kind of communications, and also on breaking codes.
If the NSA is the agency that essentially acts as the hunters and gatherers of information, how successful or effective have they been?
Well, during the Cold War, the NSA was extremely successful in eavesdropping on Soviet military activity and Soviet government activity. But after the Cold War, it's been in a very difficult position because the Soviet Union never went anywhere and it communicated all the time. The terrorists are the exact opposite. They're traveling throughout countries all over the world all the time, and they seldom communicate in terms of their plans. They operate in little cells, and the cells only communicate within themselves, and so it's very, very difficult for NSA, number one, to find them, and number two, to eavesdrop on them.
And as they do conduct this eavesdropping, what are the limits that they face?
Well, the limits were established in 1978. It was called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and basically what it says is anybody in the United States, if the NSA wants to eavesdrop on their calls, either domestic calls or international calls, they have to get a warrant from this very secret court known as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA court. And if they can get a warrant, which the court granted about 1,500 last year, and almost never, I think they've denied one warrant in its history since 1978, then they can go eavesdrop on whoever it is. The requirement, though, is that the agency show some nexus between whoever it is they want to eavesdrop on and some connection to terrorism or espionage or some other national security issue.
So if the court generally approves every request that comes before it, why didn't the NSA in this case go through this process if they were interested on eavesdropping on Americans, on American soil?
Well, that's the big question. By law, they should have. One of the things that I've heard is that they were worried about the timeliness of some of these eavesdropping operations they were conducting. But the problem with that is that it's built into the statute that they have a grace period that if there is an emergency, they can eavesdrop on somebody. And then retroactively, within, I think, either 36 or 48 hours, go to the court and then say that we needed a permission and we started right away and will you give us continuing permission?
You've spent a good deal of time looking into this very secretive agency. What do you make of today's revelations?
Well, it's sort of a flashback to the 70s. And I remember back in those days when I was working on writing about NSA, there was all this outrage over NSA's illegal eavesdropping on Americans during the Vietnam War time period. There was a huge amount of outrage, and that's sort of similar to what I'm seeing here today. The difference is, after that period of time, we created a structure to allow the government to do this kind of eavesdropping legally. And what appears to be happening now is that the White House, the Bush White House, decided to order the NSA to bypass that procedure.
The administration argues, though, that everything changed after 9/11, and they say that they actually need broad latitude. And they do say that there are existing safeguards to protect the privacy and the civil liberties of Americans. What safeguards are they talking about?
Well, the safeguards are exactly the safeguards they bypassed, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That was the act created to force the National Security Agency and the FBI to go through a legal court procedure. In other words, have an independent judge view whether the targets of the agency's very secret eavesdropping are legitimate or not legitimate.
Have you kept in touch with some of your old sources at the NSA? What's reaction there?
Well, I've talked to a few people, and they were just this morning, and they were very outraged at what they read. Again, this program was kept to a very, very small number of people in the NSA, and the people I had talked to over the years were very happy because they were all operating within the law, and they were all, you know, happy to now have a legal structure in which to work. And now they, a lot of the people I talked to are very outraged that who they assume would be the Bush administration, senior officials in the Bush administration, ordered the agency to go around the law or bypass the law or completely violate the law. And that puts everybody at NSA back in the in a similar position of suspicion that they were in back in the mid-70s.
James Bamford, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
James Bamford is the author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency.